Good evening, basketball fans. Welcome to the Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium. The Newman Catholic Cardinals and the DC Everest Evergreens. Our matchup tonight here in the second game of the doubleheader on Fox Sports Wausau. Apologies for those of you expecting Chris Conley on the call. He is off tonight. I am Mike Leishner on loan to you from WSAU AM and FM. The Newman Catholic Cardinals coming into today's matchup with a record of 5-8, 2-7 in the Morrowood Conference South Division versus DC Everest at 9-4 on the season. They are an even 3-3 in the Wisconsin Valley. Starting lineups have been introduced. The teams meet at the center circle. The tip is up, and the tip goes out of bounds. Who was the last one to touch it? They will say it belongs to DC Everest, last touched by Newman Catholic. So the game is underway here in the first half. The Evergreens will have the first possession. Alex Studeman, Zion Turner, Brian Holmbeck, Jake Brodhagen, and Keaton Edwards are starting lineups for the Evergreens. Turner across half court, passes to the left side, now back to Turner on the right. Turner over to Hollenbeck. They continue to play some catch, now down to the baseline. They go to Brodhagen. Brodhagen back up to Turner on the right side. He puts it on the floor once. Skip pass to the left baseline, and it's going to go in and out of the hands of Alex Studeman and out of bounds, so the Evergreens will turn it over on their first possession, attacking the far basket from my perspective. Newman Catholic now the chance to get on the scoreboard first as they inbound to Ben Leisher. Leisher skip pass to the left side. Some light pressure being applied by the Evergreens. The Cardinals are going to break it into the baseline. They come. Pass goes to Nick Brenner. His layup is up and good from the right-hand side, and it's 2-0. Newman Catholic strike first. Holmbeck across half court for the Evergreens. Over to Edwards at the block. Now Edwards skip pass to the left side. Pass is going to be intercepted. Coming back the other way with it is Ben Bates. Bates goes up and under. His layup is no good. Rebound is secured by Hollenbeck, and he takes it across the timeline. 17 minutes to go. Hollenbeck looking baseline left side, and the pass once again not handled by Studeman. Ball goes out of bounds, and it looks like the Evergreens are going to retain possession. The ball may have been tipped down there by Charlie McCarthy of Newman Catholic. So, yes, the Evergreens are going to inbound from the left side baseline. Inbound comes to Hollenbeck. He sends it back over to Studeman. Into the post they come to the right side. Here's Zion Turner for three. His shot is up and good. So Turner on the score sheet for the first time tonight. 3-2. DC Everest grabbed the lead over Newman Catholic. Quickly, the Cardinals right side into Charlie McCarthy. McCarthy puts it on the floor trying to drive the baseline. And we're going to have a quick timeout called by DC Everest. So it'll be Newman Catholic ball when we come back. 3-2, Evergreens on top of the Cardinals, 16:44 to go. You're listening to DC Everest basketball on Fox Sports Wausau. DC Everest basketball out of the timeout. Evergreens leading 3-2. Inbound goes to Zion Turner. Left-hand dribble across half court, drifting to his left. Now he'll pick up his dribble. Goes to Hollenbeck on the right side. Hollenbeck to Studeman. Now back up top to Hollenbeck. He attacks to the free throw line. Turner left side. Three-pointer up and good. The senior guard, 2-for-2 from the field now. 6 points in the contest. 6 points for the Evergreens. They lead 6-2. And quickly, coming back the other way, Newman Catholic is going to draw a blocking foul. So the game's first foul will go to DC Everest. And the Cardinals will inbound. I beg your pardon, did not catch who they charged the foul to on the Evergreens. As we get a little break in the action, the officials wanted to right the net on the far side, and the foul goes to Keaton Edwards. It is his first personal. Inbound across half court to Kimball. One dribble across the timeline. Kimball goes right side to Leisher. Now Leisher to the left, and right back into the hands of Leishner to Kimball. And the baseline, driving, one dribble up and under. Basket is going to be no good. Shot taken there by McCarthy. Fight for the rebound ensues. It's a scrum. It's a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to favor Newman Catholic. As the Cardinals and the Evergreens both hit the floor hard on that one. Looking for the board. Quick inbound from underneath the baseline. Comes into the hands of Bates. Bates shot from the elbow is up and no good. Loose ball on the rebound, and we're going to get a foul called. This might be Hollenbeck for an over the back. And indeed, it is going to be on Hollenbeck. It is his first foul, second team foul on the Evergreens. So some free throws coming here for Newman Catholic. First shot is up and good for Charlie McCarthy. DC Everest basketball today, brought to you by Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, where we finance fun mortgage construction loans too. Second free throw for McCarthy is good. He has two. 6-3, your score. 15:52 to go in the opening half. Evergreens with the ball, attacking the far basket from my perspective. Hollenbeck puts it on the floor. Skip pass left side. Three-pointer is up and good for Alex Studeman. So DC Everest living from beyond the arc. They've got nine. Quick the other way. Running layup is up and good for Ben Bates. He is the third Cardinal on the score sheet for this one. 9-6, Everest with the lead. 15.5 to go in the first half. Hollenbeck across half court, driving to the free throw line, to the right side. And Edwards, skip pass left side, three-pointer up and good for Brian Hollenbeck. Now three Evergreens on the score sheet, all of them with a triple. It's 12-6, doubled up. Quick shot, no good on the near side. Rebound to Studeman. Studeman, quick outlet, layup up, no good for Keaton Edwards. And Edwards fights for the rebound, loses it to Ben Bates. Bates running the fast break. They'll get it to the block on the left side. Layup up and no good for Brenner. Now quickly back the other way. Come the Evergreens, up and under. Zion Turner, he's hacked on his way to the basket. Quickly back and forth basketball, both sides. Zion Turner finishing it off as this track meet breaks out here with a layup, trying to go up and under from the left side. No good. Foul on Newman Catholic is going to be charged to Quinn Reeves off the bench. That is his first personal. And with 14:50 to go, some free throws for Zion Turner. The first one is up and good. DC Everest basketball today, also brought to you by Stand Up to Bullying. There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, brought to you by Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Midwest Communications. Second free throw for Zion Turner is good. He has eight. It's 14-6 DC Everest. Now a quick pass to the near side is going to be no good, as Ben Bates was on the receiving end of that one. It's tipped out of bounds, actually, by DC Everest. So Bates is going to trigger an inbound right in front of the Evergreens bench with 14:41 to go. Newman Catholic trailing 14-6. Quick three-pointer from the right side, up and good. Newman Catholic's Charlie McCarthy with his first field goal of the game. 14-9 our score, 14:30 and counting in the first half. Quick three-pointer from the right side, up and no good on the other end for Alex Studeman. And Newman Catholic grabbed the rebound. Nick Brenner running it to the floor. Outlet pass to the right side, up and shot up and no good for Ben Leischer. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. It's going to stay with Newman Catholic. And we're going to get a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout taken by the Cardinals. So we will take it with them as well. 14-18 to go in the first half. 14-9. DC Everest on top of Newman Catholic right here on Fox Sports Wausau. 14-18 to go in the first half. DC Everest leading Newman Catholic 14-9. Inbound pass is going to be batted away as the Cardinals were trying to get it deep in the block. It was last touched by DC Everest, so the Cardinals going to get another crack at it here. Triggering the inbound is Cade Kimble. Kimble gets it to the top of the key. Dribbling around is Brenner. Brenner leaves it on the right side for Leischer. Leischer dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it to the left side. Now back to Leischer. Pop-up three is going to be up and good from the left side. Ben Leischer with his first field goal of the contest. 14-12, DC Everest with the lead. And again, a quick stoppage of play to right the net. So DC Everest gets a little bit of a breather as Cade Severson, who just checked in at that last timeout, will trigger the inbound to Zion Turner. He dribbles it across half court to Severson. Now Severson dribbling to left elbow. Back out to Turner. Turner driving right side. Goes up and under, and he gets... No, he is going to be the one who does the fouling on the way to the basket. I beg your pardon. Offensive foul called on Zion Turner. That is going to be his first. So with 13:50 to go and DC Everest leading by two, Newman Catholic is going to trigger the inbound. The Evergreens are going to show pressure. Severson triggers the inbound. Quick break to the left side. Pass across half court. They're going to break the pressure. And as Elliott Samuels puts it on the floor, we're going to get a foul called against Newman Catholic. I beg your pardon, Samuel stepped out of bounds, so the Evergreens are going to take over off the turnover. Inbound pass goes to Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck kicks it back out. Now back to Hollenbeck from the key. Left side driving baseline, and he'll put it up and in. They'll count the bucket and one for Hollenbeck. So for Hollenbeck, his second field goal. For Newman Catholic, the foul goes to Ben Bates, his second of the contest, and Hollenbeck to the line for one. 13:36 to go. DC Everest leading 16-12. And Hollenbeck to the free throw line for one. Takes a couple dribbles. Right hand shot is up and good. So he cashes in the and one, a three-point play. 17-12 our score. 13:33 to go in the first half. Newman Catholic gets it down the floor to Elliott Samuels. Samuels kicks it back out for a three. And that is going to be Cade Kimball with a three. So every starter now with a bucket for the Cardinals, I beg your pardon. 17-15, DC Everest on top. Now here's a quick three. Right side, that is up and good for Alex Studeman, his second triple of the day. And make it 20-15, just like that. DC Everest stretches it to a two-possession game with 13-12 to go in our opening half. A quick break in the action, allowing one of the Cardinals to tie their shoes. And Newman Catholic will break the pressure now off the inbound. Here's a quick three-pointer from the top of the key for Cade Kimball, and the connection is good. 6 points now for Kimball, 20-18, back to a one-possession lead for the Evergreens. Quickly driving the baseline is Alex Studeman. Studeman kick out pass to Hollenbeck, and Hollenbeck, as he's driving from the right side, is going to travel. Another turnover in the contest for the Evergreens. And once again, Newman Catholic with a one-possession contest here in the early goings. Chance to go out in front here if they get a three on this possession. Kimball brings it into the front court. Kimball to the right side. They'll send it into the post to McCarthy from the baseline. McCarthy looking to get it inside, and we're going to have a foul called against Newman Catholic. And DC Everest will take over the possession off the turnover. So Zion Turner will take the inbound with 2:35 to go. Turner up into the front court and Studeman. Now Studeman back into the lane, running a little bit of an extended triangle there, going for Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck's layup is up and no good. Pressure for the being applied by the Evergreens as Newman Catholic brings it into the front court. Ball's going to squirt away out of bounds right from my perspective here, and they'll say it was last touched by Newman Catholic. So Hollenbeck to trigger the inbound for DC Everest. He gets it to Severson. Now back to Hollenbeck. Right-hand dribble across half court. Now Hollenbeck will cross over as he leaves the ball on the right side for Zion Turner. Back to Hollenbeck, over to the left side and Severson. Now Severson to the right side. They'll go across the lane from the left to the right, going for Hollenbeck in the post. Briefly loses the handle on it. Hollenbeck gets it back at the top of the key. Three-pointer is no good. And Newman Catholic are able to scurry around and grab the rebound as Kimball pushes it into the front court. Now back to Kimball at the top of the key. They'll go left side to Bates. Bates' three-pointer is up and good. I beg your pardon, from the right side. Bates with five. And for the second time since a 2-0 token lead, the Newman Catholic Cardinals are on top at 21-20. Now a quickly layup on the other end is going to be no good for DC Everest. Newman Catholic has the rebound, and they're going to run with it. Leischer on the left side puts it on the floor at the baseline, and he's going to get fouled on his way to the hoop. With 11:30 to go here, the foul goes to Alex Studeman. It is Studeman's first. Evergreens trailing by one, 21-20, 11:30 to go, first half. Inbound under the baseline. Neither team in any danger of getting into the bonus as of yet, as the inbound will come in. They'll work it around the perimeter. Baseline drive for Shields. It's going to kick it back out down to the top of the key. Thought about a layup and didn't go for it. And Newman Catholic is going to end up turning it over after a foul called against the Cardinals. So DC Everest now with the possession. Chance to try and go back out in front here with 11:15 to go. Quick three from the right side is up and no good for Severson. Fight for the rebound is going to be won by the Evergreens. Driving from the center of the court is Hollenbeck. He doesn't see anything open, so he kicks it out to Keaton Edwards for three, and his shot is up and good, so the Evergreens are back on top at 23-21. Leisher on the left side for Newman Catholic. Leisher sends a skip pass over to Shields. Shields back over to Leisher now. Leisher driving just inside the arc. His shot from the left side is going to be no good. Left it short off the front. The fight for the rebound was briefly won by the Evergreens. Then they'll lose the handle on it. Newman Catholic gets it back. And here comes a three from the right side. That is up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They'll say last touch by the Cardinals. So briefly, Newman Catholic looked to take advantage of the turnover there, but the three was just short from the right side, so DC Evers is going to take over as the ball went out of bounds, and we're going to have an official's timeout. Very quick substitution. Elliot Samuels into the game for Newman Catholic. It looks like we have a sneaker issue with one of the Cardinals. So we'll try this again with 10:27 to go. DC Everest leading by two. Severson across half court for the Evergreens. To the left side with the ball on his hip is Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck skip pass right side to Studeman. As they continue to play some catch around the perimeter. Now they're trying to set a screen to free Hollenbeck. He'll go into the lane. Nothing open there, so he kicks it back out along, too. It's going to be up and no good for Severson. Left that one just short. Newman Catholic is going to run with it. Quick look at three at the other end. In and out. No good for Brenner. And a long rebound. And we're going to have a hand check foul called against Kimball. Or no, it looks like they're going to call this against DC Everest. Got a long rebound. Kimball was fighting for it along with Keaton Edwards, and Edwards is going to be the one who does the harm. That's his second, fourth personal on the Evergreens, so a free possession for Newman Catholic. Inbound pass is going to be stolen away. Coming back the other way with it is Zion Turner. He's going to try going coast to coast. Turner's layup is up and no good, but he's fouled on his way to the basket with 9:47 to go. Elliot Samuels charged with the foul. That is going to be his first personal. That is the fourth team foul. Both teams now at four. And Zion Turner's first free throw is going to be up and good. Celeste Kennedy and Dirks, attorneys at law, proud sponsors of this DC Everest broadcast. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust, helping Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Celeste Kennedy and Dirks, attorneys at law. Second free throw for Turner is good. He now has four from the charity stripe, 25-21 with 9:44 to go. Evergreens on top. Newman Catholic setting the offense here on the near side. Kimball lost the handle on the dribble there. He picks it back up, attacks to the left side. Now he leaves it. The ball's free on the floor. DC Everest is going to pick it up, and we're going to get an offensive foul at the other end as Alex Studeman was coming in hot from the right side. Check that. It was Hollenbeck driving there. That is his second personal. Fifth team foul for DC Everest as they'll set up some light pressure. Newman Catholic, no trouble with it as Samuels brings it across the court. Samuels passes it to the right side. Deep three up for Brenner. That is off the front of the rim and no good. Free ball on the rebound. It goes out of bounds and it is going to be DC Everest basketball. After the foul on Newman Catholic, charged to Elliot Samuels on the rebound. And we are going to have a timeout taken. This is going to be a full timeout taken by Newman Catholic with 9:19 to go. 25-21 your score as we reset the situation here for the Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium. Mike Leishner with you for this DC Everest broadcast. Glad to have you alongside. If you're looking for Chris Conley, he is off tonight. Basement Shoe and Clothing on South 3rd Avenue in Wausau's west side. If you've got a fall hunting trip planned or maybe that early winter hunting trip planned, you can stop into Basements for all your footwear needs. Great selection of Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots at Basement Shoes of Wausau, a trusted name for over 80 years. Don't forget, you can also never miss a score at everythingevergreens.com. Hear podcasts of every game. A website just for Evergreens fans. It's brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Inner City State Bake, and Darvani Orthodontics. The Brainerd Funeral Home, also a proud sponsor of this Evergreens broadcast. We're here to help you celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved ones. That's the Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Leading scorers in this contest so far unofficially for DC Everest. It is 10 points for Zion Turner in the game. Also for Newman Catholic, a very balanced scoring effort so far. Every starter has at least one field goal in the contest. We have 6 points in the game for Cade Kimball and 5 in the contest for Ben Bates. Back to live action now as the Evergreens will inbound, dribbling the ball the length of the floor is Sievertson. Dribbles to the right side, now drifts to the top of the key. Sievertson with the ball at his hip. They'll go inside, now back out to Studeman. Studeman, skip pass inside to Edwards, and Edwards goes up strong. He's fouled on his way to the basket. They're going to count the basket. So Edwards now with 5, and he goes to the free throw line for an and one after the foul against Charlie McCarthy of Newman Catholic. Edwards' free throw is good. So with 9:05 to go in this one, 28-21 your score, Evergreens by 7. McCarthy across half court to Kimball on the right side. It's Kimball to Leister. Now back to Kimball at the top of the key. They'll skip it to the left side. Here's McCarthy driving to the elbow. His shot's off the back iron just a little too strong. No good. Zion Turner grabs the rebounds. He's going to run it. Turner cross lane pass to a streaking Keaton Edwards for 2. That is up and good. 8:39 to go in counting, 30-21. What was at one time a few moments ago a 1-point Newman Catholic lead has suddenly evaporated after a 10-point run by the Evergreens. Here's a quick 3 on the left side. No good for Newman Catholic. That shot taken by McCarthy, but right there to grab the rebound is Joe Zemitz. He puts it back up strong for 2. His first points off the bench. 30-23. Now back to a 7-point edge. Quick 3 on the other end for the Evergreens. Rattles home for Alex Studeman. And for Studeman, that is his 3rd triple of the night. He has 9, 33, 23, now suddenly a 10-point edge for DC Everest. Cade Kimball puts it on the floor, dribbling across the circle, right side to left. Now he'll pick up his dribble, passes it over. It's back to Kimball now from the left side. Attacks to the elbow, sends the pass over to Leischer, and we're going to have a whistle as Leischer was attacking the basket. We have a timeout taken by Newman Catholic. Leischer had a free path to the basket, but his coach interrupted him when he called a timeout. It is going to be a full timeout for Newman Catholic. So almost a bit of a curious timeout there for Coach Daniel Garrett. But nonetheless, we'll take it with them as well here as we remind you that Red Clover Market is a proud sponsor of DC Everest Sports Broadcast on Fox Sports Wausau. Red Clover Market in Weston is your source for all of your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. That is Red Clover Market in Weston. Again, for Newman Catholic, a very balanced scoring effort so far to get them to 23 points. Every starter has scored in the contest. Joe Zemitz even with a couple off the bench. Ben Bates with 5. We have Charlie McCarthy now with 5. And Cade Kimball with 6. Zion Turner with 10. He was the first scorer in double figures. He eclipsed that mark several minutes ago. Alex Studeman now with 9. And so far for the Evergreens, living from beyond the arc. They've done most of their damage from three-point territory. Back to live action as the Cardinals will inbound. Three-pointer left side for Ben Leischer is up and good. Leischer now with 6 on his 2nd triple of the contest. 33-26 your score, 7:33 and counting in the first half. DC Everest working it around the right side. Three-pointer is going to be up and no good for Sievertson. Sievertson gets his own rebound back, driving to the hoop. But we are going to have a foul long before the drive. And that is going to go against DC Everest. So for Zion Turner, it is going to be his first personal. And for Newman Catholic now, a chance to inbound. They'll have to go the length of the floor, though. After the foul, 7:24 to go. Clock now rolling as the Cardinals toss it into Leischer. Leischer, right-hand dribble across half court. Now he spins around as he's met just across half court. Sends the ball in motion to the left side. Now back to Leischer as he's cutting for the left side. What a layup up and under. His third field goal, I beg your pardon, first one from the paint, and it's 33-28, 7 minutes and counting here in our first half. Cole Kielman just checked in at that last break, gets it, sends it to the left side, driving is Zion Turner. Turner's layup is up and under and no good. Rebound is taken by Newman Catholic. Gabe Kimball with his back to the basket at the elbow, sends it back to the left side. Ball lands in the hands of Leischer. He's dribbling now, attacking to the left side between his legs. Goes back out from beyond the arc. Cross-court pass almost goes away, but is picked up by Samuel. Samuel's able to save the possession. They'll get it back to the top of the key and inside to Zemus, but Zemus loses the handle on it. The Evergreens are going to take it back the other way. Turner playing a little catch on the right side with Severson. Now Turner, I beg your pardon, that is Keaton Edwards for three from the corner. Deep side, that is good. He has a good connection there. And for Edwards, his second triple of the night, 36-28 now. Evergreen starting to pull away with 6 minutes to go in the first half. On the right side, here is Kimball. Now Kimball dribbling to his left. He'll pick up his dribble, being guarded closely. Passes it off on the left side. Now dribbling back to the right is Leischer. Leischer dribbling, extending, now attacking from the right side. His layup is too strong off the front iron and no good. Kielman is going to pick up the rebound for DC Everest. Cade Severson driving from the right side. Layup just dribbles around on the back iron. It is up and no good. And the Evergreens are going to run back with it the other way. Cross-court layup is going to be up and no good for Samuels. But right there to pick up the rebound and put it home for the Cardinals is Samuels. He gets his own rebound on that. Joe Zemus for his second bucket of the night. 36-30. Back to within six are the Cardinals. Quick three is up and no good. Too strong off the front of the iron for Edwards for the Evergreens. And Newman Catholic now with a chance to close the gap a little more as we count down to 5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a quick pass inside. Layup is up and good for Leischer. Tell you what, Leischer has been slicing and dicing here, finding spots in the paint and from beyond the arc. Suddenly he has picked up 11 in the contest, and we have a foul called on the other side against Newman Catholic. It is going to be the sixth team foul against the Cardinals. So to the line for a 1-1 for DC Everest is going to be Zion Turner after the foul on Elliott Samuels. And that is going to be his third personal foul already off the bench. Zion Turner, front end of the 1-1, is up and good. So he makes the first, he'll be rewarded with the second. Turner now with 11 in the contest. His second free throw is going to be up and good as well, so he nails both ends. 4:55 in, counting, 38-32. Newman Catholic trailing the Evergreens. Nick Brenner brings it across half court. Brenner passing it to the right side, and Samuels on the floor yet with three fouls. Samuels sends it to the left side, up and under. Layup is going to be no good for Kyle Lang, and the rebound is secured by DC Everest as Severson brings it across half court, sends it over to Kielman. Kielman, a cross court pass to the right side. Into the post they go, and Zion Turner is going to back down and get the layup to go with 4:20 and counting, 40-32, an 8-point edge for the Evergreens. Quick three at the other end is up and no good. That one taken by McCarthy, and the rebound secured by the Evergreens. They're going to run it to the baseline, right side, three-pointer up and good for Cole Kielman. He has the first bench points of the contest for DC Everest with 4 minutes to go. It's 43-32 Evergreens. Now the Evergreens are going to pick up a turnover as the Cardinals get it just barely into the front court. Cross lane pass from the right side to the left, and Braden Kingman is going to get the layup to go. So with 3:49 to go, a quick timeout for Newman Catholic as DC Everest takes a 45-32 lead. Again, for DC Everest, Braden Kinderman with the last bucket, I beg your pardon. Second bench points of the game. DC Evers with 5 points off the bench. Cole Kielman also has a three-pointer. It's 3:49 to go, 45-32 our score. The Bowen and Joint Center, proud sponsors of this DC Everest broadcast, offering comprehensive orthopedics, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. They have clinics all over the region: Wausau, Medford, Maryland, Plover. Visit them online at bonejoint.net. That's bonejoint, one word, .net. Glad to spend some time with you on this Thursday night for some high school basketball on Fox Sports Wausau. Mike Leishner with you. Chris Conley is off this evening. For Newman Catholic, Leisher across the timeline. Leisher gives it off, now gets it back at the elbow. He's attacking. He's going to drive it and kick it out to the baseline. Three-pointer is up and good for Elliott Samuels for his first points off the bench. DC Everest will take it off the inbound. A brief stoppage of play. Take care of some logistics issues on the floor. And a quick substitution as well for Newman Catholic, as Joe Zemitz will return to the contest for the Cardinals. Zion Turner will take the inbound pass. Turner, left hand, right hand dribble, now between the legs across the timeline. Turner to the left side and Sievertson. They'll get it into the post, now back out to Turner. Dribbles with it between the circles. Turner to the right side and Kinderman. Quick three-pointer from the left side is going to be up and no good for Turner. Left that one short. Now running with it on the rebound. Outlet pass up and under. Layup is good for Nick Brenner. Nick Brenner for two. 3:08 to go. Clock rolling. 45-37. DC Everest on top. Quick three-pointer is no good. At the other end, taking the quick three there was Sievertson from the left side. And we'll have a foul called on the rebound. It is going to be a 1-1 for DC Everest, as Keaton Edwards will go to the free throw line. 3:01 to go in the first half. DC Everest in the bonus. They are two fouls away from shooting two on everything after the fourth personal foul on Elliott Samuels. So Samuels is going to go to the bench with four, and he will have to certainly mind his P's and Q's in the second half for whatever playing time he gets, as Edwards' first free throw is up and good. So he hits the front end of the 1-1 with 3:01 to go. 46-37 your score. Second free throw, right hand shot is going to be up and good. So the second 1-1 for DC Everest is perfect. Back to a 10-point edge for the Evergreens. Evergreens in their road forest green uniforms for tonight's contest here at Newman Catholic. So the Cardinals will take it in. Some light token pressure being applied as Leisher dribbles it across half court. Leisher hands it off. And now back into the hands of Leisher. Now driving baseline, taking the dribble off the bounce, is going to be number 12 for Newman Catholic. That is Casey Califas. Califas going to the basket hard. He was fouled on his way by Jake Broadhagen of DC Everest. First time we've called his name tonight. And the first free throw for Califas is going to be up and good. So a 1-1 situation there. That's the seventh team foul against Everest, so he'll get the second. Left-hand shot is going to be up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and that is going to belong to Newman Catholic, so they'll get a free possession out of it. So Califas left that one short. Rebound trickled out of bounds after touching an Evergreen. Newman Catholic with a free possession with 2:44 to go in the first half. Inbound goes. They'll get it between the circles to Kimball. Kimball drifting backwards as he dribbles between his legs on the right side. Now they'll get it back to Kimball as Kimball goes to Zemitz. Zemitz to the right side, putting it on the floor once is Califas. Now Califas will send it back out to Leisher. Leisher sends it to the left side to Cade Kimball. Back into the hands of Califas it goes, and Califas is going to lose the handle on it. We have a scrum on the floor near half court. A foul call comes from the baseline official, and it is going to be on Newman Catholic. So DC Everest with another 1-1 back at the other end for Alex Studeman. After the foul on Califas, the senior guard who came in after Elliott Samuels sat with his fourth personal. Front end of the 1-1 is going to be no good for Studeman. Rebound is picked up by DC Everest. And the layup is going to be off the front of the iron and no good. So a foul called on that shot. And another chance at the free throw line now for the Evergreens. And it's going to be Keaton Edwards at the charity stripe. Edwards' first free throw is up and good. Edwards with an and one to his name already. And a pair of free throws on a 1-1. His fourth attempt of the game is going to be good as well. So Edwards, a perfect 4 of 4 at the stripe with 2:10 and counting. 49-38, your score. DC Everest on top of Newman Catholic. Cade Kimball with the ball between the circles. Kimball on his hip, now attacking from the left side. And Kimball's going to be fouled on his way to the basket. That foul goes against DC Everest. Braden Kinderman. So Kinderman picks up his first. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good for Cade Kimball. He's going to get the second. Second free throw off the front of the rim, just short. Offensive rebound fought for and nearly won by Kyle Lang. Excuse me, that was Joe Zemitz. But the rebound instead is going to go to Zion Turner. He'll walk it across half court with under 2 minutes to go for Everest. Turner, long pass is going to be intercepted. Coming back with it the other way is Quinn Reeves. And Reeves is going to be hacked on his way to the basket by Cade Severson. So for the Evergreens now, they have put Newman Catholic in the double bonus. DC Everest long been in the double bonus for this one. As the free throw is going to be up and no good for Ben Leischer. And a little premature action there by DC Everest. Braden Kinderman, he thought it was a 1-1. Went to box out and had a little chuckle with his teammate. Second free throw is going to be up and good. 49-40 with inside of 2 minutes to go. The Evergreens now setting up the offense in the far side as I see it here from my post. Zion Turner with the ball at his hip. Turner sends it to the left side, putting it on the floor once. And now back to Turner at the top of the key. Turner sends it inside. Looking to back down his defender, putting it on the floor once. Now kicking it back out to Zion Turner from the wing. Turner attacking to the free throw line. Fadeaway jumpers up and good. First field goal in several minutes for Zion Turner. 1:15 to go. 51-40. 9-point edge for the Evergreens. At the top of the key with his back to the basket is Joe Zemitz. Zemitz attacking. And we're going to get a jump ball situation. Zemitz went deep underneath the post. And the ball got caught in between the backboard. And the possession arrow is going to favor DC Everest. So Keaton Edwards is going to trigger the inbound. And Zion Turner will slowly walk it across half court as we count down to 60 seconds remaining in our opening half of basketball. Turner going between the legs on the right side. He sends it over to Severson. Back to Turner at the top of the key. He and Severson going to play a little catch. Pass it into the post and Edwards back out to Turner. Now he'll kick it to the left side and Studeman dribbling to the top of the key. Studeman leaves it for Severson into the post. Now back out to Zion Turner from the baseline. Now to the free throw line. Weaves and bobbles his way through the defense. Sends it back out to the left side. Now Turner's going to get it and put the ball on his hip on the left side as we count down to 30 seconds to go. DC Everest just playing a little catch right now, holding for the last shot, I would presume. Zion Turner in between the circles. Back to Zion Turner. Over to the right side and Alex Studeman. 18, 17, 16. Into the post they go. Backdoor cut. Oh, and the ball goes out of bounds. They were looking for Braden Kinderman making a cut from the right side. And the no-look pass from behind the back goes out of bounds. So with 14.4 seconds to go, Newman Catholic will now have opportunity at the last crack here before halftime. Slowly walking the ball across half court is Leischer as we count down to inside of 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Clock continuing to melt. Couple of passes to the right side. Now to the free throw line is Brenner. Brenner kicking it back out left side. Last second shots off the back of the rim and no good. The ball taken there by Joe Zemitz. And that is how the first half will come to its thrilling conclusion. 51-40, DC Everest on top of Newman Catholic. We'll be back with some numbers after this. You're listening to DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Wausau. Back back here at the Newman Catholic School Gymnasium. Mike Leishner on Fox Sports Wausau as we bring you live coverage of D.C. Everest basketball. Newman Catholic, the opponent tonight for the Evergreens. And it's brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Hey, for fresh meats from Wisconsin farms, make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. From our local farms to you, they're located on Highway 29 and County Road J in Weston. DeVorney Orthodontics, it's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics of Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. 715-842-5688, the number to call for DeVorney Orthodontics of Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest basketball here on Fox Sports Wausau. Leading scorers in this contest for the Evergreens as they lead 51-40. 16 points in that first half from Zion Turner. He was lighting it up early from beyond the arc. He got a couple of three-point buckets to go. Since then, he's been nearly perfect at the charity stripe, and he's also made some room for himself in the post as well. So he has 16 points on two three-pointers, a couple of field goals, and a whole host of free throws. 9 points in the contest for Alex Studeman. He has three field goals from beyond the arc. He got 6 points for Brian Hollenbeck and 15 points in the game for Keaton Edwards. Nearly everybody on the score sheet for D.C. Everest out of the starting lineup, Jake Brodhagen, the only one who wasn't. Off the bench, Cole Kielman has a three-point bucket, and we have one bucket as well from Braden Kinderman, so he has two in the contest. Scoring for Newman Catholic, they are led by 11 points from Ben Leischer in the contest. 6 points in the game from Cade Kimball. We've got 4 points each then from Nick Brenner and Charlie McCarthy, as well as Joe Zemitz off the bench. It's been a very balanced effort for Newman Catholic so far to add up to their 40 points. You also have 1 point from Casey Califas off the bench and 3 points from Elliot Samuels. Although Samuels, we are probably not going to see much of him in the second half. He did finish that first half with 4 fouls, so he will certainly have to be on his best behavior in the second half. Other observations from this first half, has been a very, very effective game for Ben Leischer on the attack. He's been able to make room for himself in the lane as well as from beyond the arc. I've enjoyed watching him play. He's a very slick ball handler, and he's been able to make room for himself in a variety of ways. And when he's not cutting, he does have some very good court vision as well to find somebody from the floor as he's drawing a double team on the attack. For D.C. Everest, obviously this is my first time seeing the Evergreens this year. I was very impressed with Zion Turner in that first half. He is not afraid to give the ball up when he needs to. He was lighting it up early from beyond the arc, but also was able to spread the wealth around a little bit as well. So that is your first half. We'll be back with the second half after this. You're listening to D.C. Everest basketball on Fox Sports Wausau. 51-40 your score. D.C. Everest on top of Newman Catholic.